Welcome. Hello. This is Perry. It's Q&A time with Perry A. on Calcium Bentonite Clay. Thank you for listening in, and I look forward to answering your questions today. It's a beautiful day here in the great Southwest, a little hot, but, you know, it's Texas. To expect anything different would be kind of like fighting reality. I had some questions last week that were holdover, and so I'm going to go over there and I'm going to answer them first, and then I'll start today's question. A question from Karen in Greenboro. When you first start taking clay internally, could you get an upset stomach or any effects while your body is getting used to it? You can. It might be called a Herxheimer reaction if your body is not used to it. You may want to start on a very small dosage if you're getting an upset stomach, or possibly eat a little something before you take the clay. Some people who have been on vegetarian diets and really eating healthy, when the clay hits their stomach, their body is like, what's this? This isn't food. What do I do with this? And it kind of wants to reject it. So it's usually a very temporary effect and will go away right quickly. But just eat a little something before you go, before you take the clay. And Karen had another question. How long should you leave hydrated clay on a severe abrasion on a hip bone? Should it ever dry out? How thick should it be applied? Thank you. On an abrasion, you want to apply it pretty thick, sort of like a poultice, and lay either some saran wrap or some Glad press and seal with the sticky side down, so it will cling to the skin and hold the clay in place, the wet clay in place. It's best on an open abrasion to leave the wet clay on. When you dry it, it kind of pulls. So I would leave it on. You can leave it on an hour at a time or all day. You can put it on fresh at night and sleep with it on. And I think it should be at least a fourth of an inch thick. So thank you for that question. Sometimes it's good to let the clay dry, and then other times it's not to that great advantage. But either way, if you keep the clay on there, it's going to work. And Diane had another question. My daughter has symptoms of IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. The clay seemed to help at first, but then she started having problems again. Taking it twice a day made her somewhat constipated, so she only takes it once a day now. She still has days when she has problems with very uncomfortable bloating. Do you have any suggestions? Yes, I do. She needs to take something to get rid of the constipation problem, either drink some smooth move tea or take magnesium tablets. What's happening is it's pulling old putrefied fecal matter that's kind of fermented and lodged deep in the colon walls, in the crevices of the colon wall. And when the clay pulls it out, it's usually dark and hard, and it causes constipation for a period of time until it can get it all cleaned out. Generally, after that time, people report that they have 3 good bowel movements a day, but it adjusts to everybody's situation differently. So if she is having a problem, take something to keep the janitorial services working. And it should, you know, drinking more clay, drinking water during the day should help with the bloating too. It may be that since she let up on the clay, the bloating has kicked back in. It might be that she's not getting enough to get rid of parasites. Often parasites are the cause of the bloating. Linda in Kansas. I'm having a bunionectomy later this summer. I want to use clay to relieve the pain afterwards, but my foot will be wrapped in gauze. Will a clay pack absorb the gauze through the gauze rack? Yes, if you put wet clay on the outside of the gauze rack, it's going to kind of work its way down. Your gauze pack, your wrapping won't be very pretty and white, but let it get down into to that foot. That would be very good. Linda, I have a person that had a bunion problem, and she said when she first started drinking the clay that she felt some movement in her bunion that night, and she was taking it for acid reflux. But she just felt some little tingling going on in the bunion area, and she said she got up the next morning and she said, I swear the bunion looks smaller. And she kept drinking it, and the bunion reduced, got smaller, the pain went away, and she can now flex her toes forwards and backwards. Now, I'm not saying that that's the condition with your bunion. You may have a more advanced problem. But I would, if you're not taking the clay internally, I would suggest drinking an ounce twice a day for a while and see if that, if you notice any difference. And it may help, too, just to prepare for the surgery and everything. You might put a clay pack over the bunion. Try that, too, beforehand. But, yes, as soon as you can get the clay on there, it's going to relieve the inflammation, the swelling, and start the healing. So thank you for that question. Okay, now I'm back to the websites, and we have questions here. Let's see, Sharon in Dallas. I have a titanium implant in my lower jaw that has become infected to the bone. Will the negative ions be discharged from the clay because of the metal? I have been putting the clay around the pocket and the gum. Thank you. I don't think so. A titanium plate is not a necessarily a positive charge. These don't decompose. Clay goes after the type of metals that break down and decompose are the ones that break down and are absorbed into the tissues of the body. So I wouldn't be concerned about that. I'd keep packing it in there in that pocket, in that gum. It takes quite a bit. Put some on the outside, too, if there's swelling and pain. It will help reduce the inflammation. And it's pretty difficult to get an infection out of a bone, so you may have to stay with this, packing that gum every night for several months. Good luck on that. Portland. Oh, we've got a good message. It said, we love you all, Eric and Rose. Thank you, Eric and Rose from Portland. You know, it just makes your day to get something like that come along and lifts your spirits and makes you know it's all worthwhile. So, Eric and Rose, I really appreciate that message, and I'm going to pass it on to the whole staff, okay? And Dinah Jansky in Prescott Valley. Regarding the Japan nuclear issue, my family and I have been planning a vacation to Hawaii for months. Now our concern is the radiation. Can you comment on what you know about the radiation there and if you think a trip there is safe if we were taking clay? I think I would definitely go. I would take my clay. Now you'll have to take the powdered clay and then a bottle, or you can get a water bottle over there and mix the liquid when you're there. Take a little funnel, stick it in your suitcase, or buy one when you get there. I would drink the clay, and I'd take enough powdered clay to maybe take a bath once a week. And before you go over there, I would go online and Google what the radiation levels are there. You know, you don't go to Hawaii and expect to cover up and wear long sleeves and long pants in the summertime. So it's safe, but when you get, if you've been outside all day, the minute you get in, go take a good bath or a good shower and scrub down with soap and water real good. Then take a thin coat of clay and kind of, you may take some of the powdered clay and kind of just scrub it around on your body. And do it like that. I'm just thinking off my top of the head here. But also during the day drinking the clay, anytime you eat something, before you eat it, take a little sip of clay. It doesn't even have to be an ounce, a half an ounce. Just get a little clay in you, and you may want to do it again when you finish eating. reason being is a lot of the foods over there are going to have contamination in them. So if we take a little clay before we eat, it's going to capture any before it goes into the body. So those are the two things that that I would do. And I would go and have a good vacation. All right, Cheryl and Yuma. I am unable to follow the directions in the book for removing moles, etc., due to time restrictions of work, home, and family. How long can I expect to see results if I apply the hydrated clay nightly to the moles? I really like the tray and drink it daily. Thank you. You know, it depends on the type of moles. I have been working with two on my cheek, and kind of like you, it's difficult to go around with clay on your face all during the day, so I put it on at night, and I'm usually putting a thin coat on, but in the evening while you're just sitting around watching TV, possibly put it on a little thicker. If it dries off, dries out, go in, wash it off, put a little bit more on. So do it more rigorously that time, and then at night put a thin coat on and sleep with it on. Now, mine have gotten smaller. They haven't gotten gone away, but I'm encouraged the fact that they have gotten smaller. And then when they start getting smaller, I forget to do it for a while. And then if they start getting larger, I start back up. So I haven't been real consistent. Now, I know other people with different types of moles put it on, and they dry out very quickly and go completely away. So I think there's a little mole history here that I'm not up on the different types of moles. So that may have something to do with it, but it may take about 3 months, but be persistent there. Thank you. Okay, let's go back and see if we have any more questions. Well, I'm seeing, I hope we're not having another day like we did the other day when I had a blank spell there. There were questions, but they weren't showing up on my computer. Now, I keep hitting refresh, but I'm not getting any. I'm going to go over to the phone line, and we have quite a few listeners, so I'm going to open the phone line. I'm going to ask the listeners to, if you have any noise in the background, going on, the kids barking, dogs barking, kids crying, the television going, something like that. Please mute your phone. You can press star six, and that will mute you, and we won't get your background noise. And then if you want to ask a question, you can unmute it by pressing star six again. So I'm going to open the lines. Hi there, this is Perry. Do I have any listeners on the line?
Yes.
And may I ask who you are?
My name is Lisa. I'm from Seattle, Washington.
Uh-huh.
And I just started using the clay a couple of weeks ago, but I keep hearing people talk about using the water left after your bath for your plants and stuff. So I'm not quite understanding, because aren't we pulling toxins out of our body?
Well, here's the thing. The surface area of a gram of clay will cover about a fourth of a football field if you laid the molecular structure of the little business cards out one by one. Now, they're stacked and they're swollen. So what I'm saying is there's a great deal of surface area to attract toxins. Once the toxins are attracted into the clay molecule, they're captured. They don't come back out. So the clay just holds them indefinitely. So if there's still room there, unused clay, it's going to be fine. And even if not, it's not going to hurt anything because they're not going to be able to use it, and the clay just captures it. Does that help?
Yes. Thank you very much.
I do it all the time, and of course I don't live on the West Coast like you do, so but I think the levels are low enough. You're still going to have lots of room in your clay, and you can really tell by your plants greening up. And I had one person that would just take a bucket and scoop it out of his bathtub, and he went out and he'd throw it on the lawn, and the area on the lawn where he threw it got real green, as if he had fertilized that area and the rest of the yard didn't. So it really does help the plants. It's like a natural fertilizer. Thank you, Lisa. Anyone else on the line have a question they'd like to ask? Hello? Do I have any questions? Well, I guess I'll just talk for a while.
I could ask another question.
Denise, yes, you're on the line.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hi. Yes, this is Denise. How are you, Perrier?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Great. I had a question regarding the use of the clay in conjunction with like a nascent iodine, and if you were taking both of them, should you take one prior to the other, or would it have any effect on, you know, blocking the absorption of the iodine?
That's a good question. I don't think it would block the iodine, but, you know, it would be safe to wait an hour in between just to give both of them a chance to do what they do good without any interference. I think an hour would be plenty of time to wait.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Maybe that would be the best thing, not knowing what to do.
You know, when you get in a state like that, just use your common sense, because your common sense was telling you right. Clay is pretty much a common sense product. If you have a doubt, follow your doubt. So thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, and I have another person with their hand held here. Patrick, do you have a question? In Arizona? Hello? Okay. Well, that one's off the line. Well, I'm going to go back to lecture mode and just talk about clay. I'm going to go over and check my Q&A again. See if we have any incoming questions. Sandra. Hi, I'm a first-time listener. I have a cyst on my eyelid right where my eyelash grows out. Would clay help, and how would I apply it? Thanks. Love your website. Well, thank you, Sandra. Yes, I do believe it would. What I would do is take the clay mask, the cleansing clay mask, and that's what you mix one part of clay to three parts of water and shake it real good. Let it sit about 15 minutes, and it'll be like sour cream, or you can buy it already made. Now, these directions I'm giving are specifically for the Living Clay brand. It's a swelling clay. It swells three times, and most of your bentonite clays are non-swelling clays, so it has more holding capacity. So I would take the clay mask and just take a double-fingered scoop and just close your eye and lay it right over that eyelid, right over your lashes, and then just leave it on there for 15, 20 minutes, something like that, and wash it off. And you can do this twice a day if you want, but you should start noticing some change probably within a week of doing this. And it's great, by the way, if any of you have allergy eyes and they get real itchy. I know if I pet a cat or a dog and touch my face, my eyes are going to start watering and weeping and itching and burning. And the only thing that puts out the fire is when I take that cold, wet clay and put it all over that eye cavity and just leave it on there for 15 or 20 minutes. And it's very soothing, very cooling. You can lay a wet wash rag over it if you want to keep it from drying out around the edges, and then it's easier to take off. But that's a good question. Thank you for that. And here's another one from Sharon in Fort Collins, Colorado. Hi, Sharon. Sharon is a frequent listener. Do you have any information about clay helping degenerative disc in the back? What clay helps with is taking out inflammation and swelling and helping to straighten slip disc. It helps realign them. the electromagnetic energy will sort of realign them. And when it reduces the swelling, they're more likely to slip back into place. Degenerative disc, I'm not sure of. I would start putting a poultice of clay over that area because I know clay helps heal broken bones. And I know this is a bone problem, so I'm thinking it might help fortify the bone density. And it certainly wouldn't hurt to try it. I'd love to hear back if you try that and go back to your doctor and he's noticed some improvements. But get that strip of Glad Press and Seal. You buy it at the grocery store. It's with the saran wrap, and one side is sticky. Tear you off a piece. Cut the corners off where you have a diagonal strip, kind of a long strip, pretty wide. Put the clay thickly in the middle and lay it right up to your spine on the area of concern. And then press the press and seal down the dry edges to your skin, and it will hold the clay in place. You can put your clothes on over it. You can sleep with it on at night. I've done it several times and haven't had any problem. And if the clay were to ooze out the side or something, get on your clothes, it will wash out. So good question there, and I'd love to know that answer. I do know that it really speeds healing a broken bone. We've had a couple of people that had broken wrists and were in a splint, so they were able to put the clay on all around the wrist, wrap it in saran wrap, and leave the splint on, and they left it on day and night. In 3 weeks' time, the break was completely healed, and they were back doing what they needed to do. So thank you. Pamela in Los Angeles, how would you give clay to dogs? Could a little liquid go with their food? Yes, you can, or you can take the cleansing clay mask, like I said, and take a little spoonful of that and just stir it into their food. Or take part of the liquid, take about an ounce. So depending on the smaller dogs, use a smaller amount. It's just going to go through them if you get too much, so I wouldn't be concerned about that so much. Larger dogs, give them a good rounded teaspoon and put it in their food of the hydrated clay. Some of them will lick it right out of the spoon. After they start taking it, they realize it's beneficial to the body. And a lot of animals in the wild will go find clay and eat it when they're sick because they know it helps them. They have an instinct about it. So you can pour a little liquid on their food or put a little of the hydrated on their food. It should help their hair coat. We've had old lethargic dogs who couldn't get around anymore and couldn't get jump up on the furniture anymore or go upstairs. And after 3 days on the clay, they came down and couldn't find the dog and went upstairs. And sure enough, it had gone upstairs and hopped on their daughter's bed, which was quite a jump for an old dog. So it's very beneficial to your dogs. It'll help them cycle in, improve their hair coats. It'll get rid of internal parasites. Won't work on heartworms, but it will do the other. Okay, let's see if we have any more. Pam in Los Angeles, is clay sustainable? In other words, are we using it up the resource? I love having this resource for my health toolbox. Thank you. Yes, clay is a limited resource. This particular vein of clay was in a lake that's 250 miles long, and I haven't seen the end of it yet, so I think we have a pretty good supply there. And there's clay all over the earth. There's all kinds of clay, but all clays act differently. There are a lot of people out there now selling clay in capsule forms, and I do want to reiterate, the best way to take clay is in a liquid or the hydrated form. Either eat a spoonful of the clay paste or drink a couple of ounces of the liquid clay. The reason being is it starts working in your mouth, and it goes down your esophagus and it gets your stomach. If you're taking a pill, you're going to have to drink a lot of water. It's going to have to break open, and you're going to have time to get the clay to expand and swell before it can start working to get it fully activated. And if you've ever put clay a spoonful of clay and added a little water and tried to stir it, you know, it gets all gummy. So I don't know how well it emulsifies and dissolves in your stomach when you take it as a capsule or a pill. I know people who have done it and still got good results, but it also may take the moisture from your body because it's going to need the moisture to expand the clay. So I recommend that you take it in the liquid form. You can take the dry powder, put it in a smoothie. If you want to stir it in a little bit of applesauce, I prefer hydrating the clay and taking, you know, a little spoonful of that. You can put it in yogurt, flavored yogurt. You can put it in pudding. You can put it in oatmeal. It's virtually tasteless. It does have a little earthy taste, but it's not sweet, sour, bitter, salty. It's just plain with a little chalkiness left after you drink it and a sip of water and that's gone. So that's more than you asked for, but yes, I hope I always have this resource available to me. That's a very good question. The clay bed, the original French green clay came from Montmorillon, France, the one that got so much popularity as a healing clay many, many years ago. And that mine has closed down for environmental reasons, which makes me think they got down to the bottom of the clay bed and there was no more of that vein. And people are selling green clays now and calling them French green when they may even not necessarily come from France. So, you know, ask about these things and just don't look at the label and grab it because they're all different. Thank you for your seminars. They are so helpful. I work in retail and I'm able to share this wonderful information with so many others. After using the clay on my eyelids for 9 days, I'm already experiencing clearer vision. Love it. I've also been drinking the clay in the 8-to-1 solution each day. Thank you, Sharon, and a big smiley face. Well, thank you, Sharon, for that. And yes, I do have reports from a couple of gentlemen who are 80 years old, 79 and 80, and he was doing a clay facial every day for a birthmark, and he put it over his eyelids, too, and he noticed after about 6 weeks, he could see without his glasses, and his vision has improved. So he told his brother, and I think he was 79, his brother was 80. His brother started doing it, and his vision improved. So I'm not surprised. So congratulations on that. Oh, that's a great one. You know, you never know how clay is going to work with your body. It's just wonderful what it can do. Pamela in Los Angeles wants to know, how would you give clay to dogs? Could a little clay, okay, I've already asked that one. Sorry, here these have switched over to a different screen. Looks like we are out of questions and almost out of time. I'm going to go back over to the phone line and go interactive. Is anybody on the phone line that has a question they'd like to ask? Hello? All right. Well, enjoy your clay. Use common sense. Let that be your guide. It's safe. If you live on the West Coast, be sure and drink clay during the day with your meals before and afterwards to watch out for that radiation that may be slipping in through our foods. I think that's one of the most dangerous plays. If you're outside all day with short sleeves on, come in and take a bath and take a little wet clay and rub it on your arms and on you before you get in your shower. Or maybe once a week take a good detox clay bath and get in there with the clay and soak and let it pull any radiation that's been absorbed through the skin into your body. It will literally pull it out. Trying to think of any exciting new testimonials I've had since we've talked. I told the one last time about the guy with the clay bath that had been pumping diesel for 17 years, and he took his first clay bath, and it turned the clay around the edges yellow and orange. And when he looked at it, he said, that's the color of diesel. So it really is pulling things out. We may not be able to see it, but it's working. And clay is a fantastic, does a fantastic job of helping bring the body into balance. It wants to create balance, and a balanced body can help itself. Well, it's 12:31, and that's our time for today. Next week, we're going to have a guest, and I would like to invite all of you to share your wow moments with clay, help my hostess here, because she won't have, she does use the clay, and she has a lot of knowledge in the healing area. Her name is Carol Bilch, and she's going to be taking over for me while I'm on vacation in Florida with my clay. But we want to talk about wow moments in clay, when you had your, oh my gosh, this stuff really does work. My neighbor wasn't crazy after all. And thank you all for sharing it and for all the beautiful comments today. We appreciate it. Makes us feel like our job's worthwhile. And we're going to strive to give you quality clay and good information. So thank you and have a wonderful week. Goodbye.